John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World with Professor Richard Epstein. We're speaking of the Obama Presidential Center. Importantly, this is not called a library, and that is a technical term that is not pertinent to right now Richard's presentation of an alternative site beside, in addition, rather than the historic Jackson Park. Richard, you mentioned earlier your siting and your architect to accomplish what?
Well, what happens is you're right that this thing is not a library because it doesn't meet the guidelines for a library set up by NARA, the National Archives and Research Association. So they call it a center. And what happens is what you want to do is to have a center that is accessible. Washington Park is located with the red line and the green line. One is right under it. The other is right next to it. It's right next to the Kennedy Express. Garfield Boulevard is a wide street which leads into Martin Luther King Drive. This is next to a public park, Washington Park. It's all on private land. You don't need any permitting. You can get people in and out of that place very, very easily. You don't have to cut down any particular trees in order to do it, maybe 30 or 40, but nothing like the 1,000 or 800 that you need to do. And so what we did in an effort to try to win the public relations war is we asked Graham Balcony, who's an extremely gifted architect, to take this site and put something on it, which would have all of the components that were to be put into the Obama Presidential Center and see how you can configure them there. Now, one of the things that you don't need if you're going to do this in Washington Park is to build an athletic center because there's one in the park right across the street. But so you don't have to do that. And indeed, in the other place, what they did is they ripped down an existing track for several million dollars, and they're promising to put up another one. It's just crazy that they would do that. Well, Graham comes up with this plan, and it doesn't look as though it's a huge tower that's about to sink into the water below it. It's much more open, has many different spaces and so forth. I wish I could show you the visual of it and the way in which he uses glass and angles and trees and perspective in order to make this thing look like a genuinely modern kind of facility. But it's not located in this location where you can see it from the lakefront, where you can see it from the Midway Plaisance, which was put into place by Olmsted when they did, not by Olmsted, yeah, maybe by Olmsted, with the World's Fair and so forth. And so the Obamas refused to talk about it. And then when they go to court, they said, well, we don't have to consider this as an alternative to Jackson Park because our project is not to build the Obama Center. Under federal law, all the federal law is doing is after the Obama Center is going to be built under state law, all we're going to do is change the roadwork so as to make sure that it's going to be relatively feasible to do this. So they never looked at this site, but it's 1,000 times better than the one that they have. And the technical stuff that went in the law school is inexcusably incompetent as far as I'm concerned in the suit. But for the political matter, any person who looks at these two sites would come to the instant conclusion that everything is going to be better there. So give me yet another illustration. When you were trying to put something together, the president said, I want to do something which will stimulate growth in the economy. And what they do is they have these wild-eyed projections that if you put this thing in Jackson Park, it will stimulate growth on the south side. But how? There's no place to grow by Jackson Park. It's all built up. If you go to the site west of Washington Park, there are large numbers of empty lots, very accessible to the new presidential center, and in fact, very accessible to the freeways and so forth. And you could start having all sorts of small neighborhood developments take place around that without the need for any federal money that will repopulate a part of the south side. And the president said he wanted to be on the south side, so we gave him an alternative site on the south side. Now, how did he pick this particular site? Well, how did it get chosen? Well, what happened is the city council got together and said, we're going to ask Mr. Obama to pick the site that he wants, and whatever he wants, we're happy to do. And so he said, I would like the site by Jackson Park because it's a fancier location. And how sensitive was he? Well, he says, I could put it a little further south, but I want it further north so it's more visible. And then when I do it that way, I have to close part of the roadway system that connects Lakeshore Drive to the University of Chicago campus. And this what happened is the city said, fine, we'll shut the road down. So this is just a case of huge amounts of delegated authority to a private party to do things at immense public cost, because to reconfigure the road system to build Jackson Park in the way in which the foundation wants it cost as of 2018 close to $200 million.
We have a minute, that, Richard. What is the immediate future?
This thing continues to be built. It's tied up in court. The immediate future, I hope, is that some political authorities, some newspaper reporters will send out the information, check on the financials, check on the various building alternatives, and try to raise a public outcry so that this thing will no longer be able to continue. The foundation only plays rope-a-dope. They don't speak about anything. And they mentioned that they raised $1 billion without bothering to tell you that most of it has already been spent. So I think this is a civic outrage, and I would hope that the public in the city of Chicago and so forth will rise up in a way that tells the established authorities, all of whom are Obama allies, that they have to reconsider what is done and to stop this project now.
Richard Epstein represents the Protect Our Parks NGO, nonprofit, bringing this case before the judges. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.